is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A Georgia judge tells a 14-year-old school shooting suspect about the charges he faces, then deals with the boy's father, who's also charged.
In essence, you're charged with four counts of felony murder, as outlined in the state warrants that have been issued against you.
The judge says the suspect, Colt Gray, will not face a possible death sentence if convicted. CBS's Jerika Duncan says family members of the four killed were in court.
Some were crying, some were holding each other, stricken with grief and overcome with emotion, and having to sit there and look at the person that is believed to be responsible for the killing.
Donald Trump has been in court today in New York.
It was a setup, a rigged deal. I have no idea who this woman is.
CBS's Graham Cates says Trump's attorneys are looking to overturn his conviction in the E. Jean Carroll sex abuse case.
Trump's attorney John Sauer called the case a, quote, quintessential he said, she said case, and told the panel of appeals judges that there was evidence that was implausible and should not have been admitted. He cited testimony from two additional women who had made kind of similar claims about Trump groping them.
The government says 142,000 jobs were created last month. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This is a labor report that is very consistent with a decelerating jobs market. So although the unemployment rate ticked down by 1/10 of a percentage point to 4.2%, we are still seeing a trend of fewer jobs created.
The U.S. and Iraq have reportedly reached a deal for the withdrawal of the American-led coalition forces from the country. CBS's Holly Williams reports the White House says it's deeply disturbed by the killing of a U.S. woman in the West Bank.
According to Palestinian media reports, a young American woman who has not been officially named was taking part in a protest in the West Bank and was shot in the head by Israeli troops. Now, Israel's military told CBS News that it is looking into those reports.
The IRS says it's collected $1.3 billion from high-wealth tax dodgers since last fall with new enforcement power. Tonight, the National Football League ventures into new territory, South America, with a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Eagles versus Packers. Philly quarterback Jalen Hurts.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Something to be very excited about, you know, the international stage.
The Dow is down 360 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An investigation is ongoing into the death of Union Pacific conductor Austin Scott Raisby. He was hit by a Metra train in Kenosha Wednesday. Raisby was reportedly inspecting the tracks when he was struck by a southbound train on an adjacent line. A beach hazards statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches from the state line to Sheboygan. The National Weather Service says there will be dangerous waves and currents. Downtown Racine's first Friday event features a country music theme. Live music and line dancing gets going this afternoon. The Racine Public Library is now a donation site for the Racine Diaper Ministry. People can drop off diapers, pull-ups, and baby wipes at the library's Innovation Lab. And Six Flags Great America has implemented a new chaperone policy for Fright Fest. Those 15 and younger must be accompanied by someone at least 21 years old. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to go this season.
I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game. Might be the first NFL game, so I'm excited for it.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny, back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
It's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, just call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. You could be one of 4 category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's
The Rest of the Story. Tom's brother, Bob, was dead. Bob was missing in action over the Atlantic. He was ferrying a B-17 to England when he flew off the map and he would never come home again. It was partly as a tribute to his brother that Tom, barely 18, enlisted, applying for pilot's training in the Army Air Corps. He had never flown an airplane in his life. He would never forget the first time. What an exhilarating feeling as the ground dropped out from under the little single-engine trainer. 50 feet, 100, up and ahead, outstretching its arms, was the big blue sky. What a thrill it was to fly. Then at 200 feet, suddenly the world fell silent. The engine had quit. Tom, his heart pounding, shot a glance toward his flight instructor. No reaction. The experienced pilot simply, calmly, deftly manipulated the controls, and moments later they were gliding softly onto a grassy pasture. And only then, after the plane had safely rolled to rest, did the instructor turn to Tom and smile. "Just remember," he said, "there is always a way." Now flash forward to a world at war, to an American B-17 over the Netherlands. Tom, the co-pilot, is a 20-year-old seasoned veteran of more than a dozen combat missions. He's right now returning from one more. The distances involved routinely stretch the plane's fuel capacity, even more so on this particular bombing run. To compensate, the crew leans out the fuel mixture and races the draining tank. Then suddenly, simultaneously, over the Dutch countryside, all 4 engines die. Down the checklist, try everything, nothing works. The pilot, Ken Sens, turns to co-pilot Tom. He says, "We'll have to bail out." There were plenty of reasons to resist bailing out. For one, the ground below is enemy occupied. For another, the Army parachutes. The last time a 10-man crew bailed out of a B-17, only one of the chutes opened. But there are no options now, are there? They're all dead for sure if they don't jump. So Tom unbuckles himself and gets out of his seat, thinking about those yawning bomb bay doors, but something stops him. For some reason, fear inside, he just stops and looks back at the instruments and hears a voice, the voice of his first flight instructor, saying, "Just remember, there's always a way." The next instant, Tom is lunging for the fuel mixture control, jamming the knob all the way forward, and promptly, as though they'd been waiting for some secret word, all 4 engines roared back to life. The plane surges, the crew returns to stations, the crisis is past. There would be other crises. There would be enemy fire narrowly avoided, dead stick landings in farmers' fields, but through each of the little wars inside the big one, Tom and his crew found a way to another day, and one of those days the war was over, and Tom, whose 30 combat missions honored the memory of his brother who had flown before him, went home, eventually soared into another kind of history book. You never knew the young co-pilot who saved his craft and likely his crew over the Netherlands in World War II. And yet, as you might imagine, he never stopped believing that there's always a way to get any job done. There's always a way. You know the accomplished gentleman. Oh, yes, you know that young co-pilot for the man he became. The revered former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Tom Landry. And now you know the rest of the story.
Is home for local news and timeless hits, Four Tops on WRJN. And coming up, my old Uncle Dick. You like the Turtles, the rock group? Oh my goodness, they were such an awesome band. My old Uncle Dick is going to give you the story of the group, the Turtles. And he is coming up next on WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Look to you.
Minutes as soon as I figure out how to work this machinery. Alrighty. Uncle Dick and the Turtles are next.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bains AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bains AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Add Brewers games to your after-school plans with the $9 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Every weekday, high school and college students score Brewers tickets for as low as $9. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Registration has begun for this season's judo club. Children age 6 and up will learn physical and mental discipline, sportsmanship skills, and teamwork traits in a semi-casual learning atmosphere. Season starts this Thursday, September 12th, and lasts until Saturday, November 9th. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $40 sports registration certificate for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
All righty. I've got him. I've got my Uncle Dick on the line. Uncle Dick, me and equipment and technology have never really fully gotten along. Can you tell?
I know that. I'm a dinosaur myself.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Uncle Dick, when you mentioned you were going to do this band, I was so excited because one of those bands that's kind of top of the mind awareness, they were just at the Wisconsin State Fair, what, 3 weeks ago now?
Well, of course they were. That's what they do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, they got to make a living. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That,
all righty. Take it away, my Uncle Dick.
All righty. Well, when Cindy and I started this music thing we called Dick's Pick,
yep.
I thought, how cool is this? Sharing musical knowledge with our listeners. It's so cool.
It is.
Well, yeah. Hey. Well, I'm finding out I'm not as smart as I thought. The band and I picked this week has great harmonies and what I call the Beatles thing. It's a great English band, the Turtles. Wrong. Not English. In fact, they're six high school kids from California who love playing the Beach Boys. Their name then was Crossfire. Cool name. After 2 years of playing in support of other bands like Righteous Brothers and Sonny and Cher, the music producers came knocking. Now with management in place come the changes. First, the name change. Well, we have the Beatles. And we have the birds, and we have the animals. How about the turtles? Turtles it is. Second, the sound change. We love the harmonies, but you need to sound more English, like the Beatles. Beatlesque it is. From 1964 to 1966, the Turtles dropped 2 albums, and off of them, 5 singles. The only top 10 record is It Ain't Me, Babe, written by Bob Dylan. But in 1967, it all happened. The Turtles release Happy Together, and everything changes. It's number one for 3 weeks, and followed up by She'd Rather Be With Me. Both are certified gold records. 2 more songs from the album get radio play, but in 1969, after the release of Eleanor and You Showed Me, which both charted in the top 10, the Turtles' days are numbered. Over the next 30 years, 2 live albums and 6 different greatest hits albums are released.
Wow.
Finally, how many times have we heard the Happy Together Golden Oldies Tour is coming to a county fair near you?
Oh, yeah.
How old are these guys? I told Cindy, I love the Turtles, so you picked the song today, and I love this song. That's Dick's Pick for September 6th, 2024.
Uncle Dick, thank you so much. Have a great day, man.
You too.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. We'll be right back.
that is Uncle Dick's pick for Friday, September 6th. Uncle Dick's picks. She'd rather be with me, the Turtles. I hope you enjoyed that. Cindy Huber, as we continue on this beautiful Friday afternoon on WRJN with Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
couldn't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
And we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And man, a beautiful voice is a righteous brother's righteous sound. Yeah, I was just waiting for that. WRJN is your radio home for Packer football all season, and the regular season kicks off tonight. The Pack plays the Eagles tonight, pregame at 5, kickoff at 7:17, and the games are sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility, Hardy and Jensen, Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years, and by Martin, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We really appreciate your support. Thank you so much. They keep the game on the air, that's for sure. Now we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes there's more that unites Americans than divides.
I just reject this notion that there's two Americas, whether it's red or blue, or there's two Americas, urban and rural. This country has been strong because of both.
Walz says he won six terms in a Republican-leaning U.S. House district by making compromises without compromising his principles. Wisconsin is making it easier for low-income students to get their driver's licenses. The program aims to reduce barriers and curb reckless driving. The Department of Transportation's new grant program covers 30 hours worth of classroom time, 6 hours of observation, and 6 hours of on-the-road instruction. The grants will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The investigation continues into the death of a Union Pacific conductor hit by a Metra train in Kenosha Wednesday. The victim was 34-year-old Austin Scott Raisby from Burlington. Sources tell us that investigators believe Raisby was inspecting the tracks after an alert went off on the train he was running. As he was inspecting the problem, the southbound Metra train came down on the adjacent line, striking Raisby. It's believed the NTSB is involved in the investigation. The temps aren't the best for a dip in the lake, and that's probably for the best. A beach hazards statement remains in effect for Lake Michigan beaches from the state line north to Sheboygan. The National Weather Service is predicting waves of 4 to 6 feet and dangerous currents. And Nashville comes to downtown Racine tonight. The first Friday event has a country music theme, with those going downtown later asked to put on their best Western wear. Jimmy LaRose and the Roundabouts will be playing at Monument Square, and there will be a line dancing showcase by Marcy's on Main Cowgirls. There's more about the first Friday's event on the Downtown Racine website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny, back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Serves
She serves them whiskey and wine. They'll say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy.
And timeless hits right here on WRJN. Kind of a little taste of fall right now, although it's for 66 and perfect. We're seeing, here's the Hollies.
Bus stop where day she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it. She was mine. Every morning I would see her wait.
they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand that?
Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know.
Isn't that the truth? Nowhere Man, the Beatles. Boy, well, they were writing these songs when they were like really, really young in their 20s, coming up with these brilliant. It's just like, you know, I was writing poetry in my 20s and it was more like, I don't like him. He's mean to me. I don't like him. I'm going to leave. And then I thought, well, that doesn't really rhyme with, yeah, it's just, yeah, that was what I was writing back in the, it's like, yeah, youth is wasted on the young, all right, knowledge anyway. All week, we have got the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s, but on Sunday, my husband, my favorite show, and it's actually on Sundays here at WRJN, Lou Regani with the Music of the Stars, and he plays music before Elvis, Buddy Holly and the Beatles. He plays Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course, Sinatra. And that's from 7 to noon, Lou Regani's show, Music of the Stars, right here on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Add Brewers games to your after-school plans with the $9 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Every weekday, high school and college students score Brewers tickets for as low as $9. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Your
This right here at WRJN. And about the news, we got Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news, CBS National News and Sports. This minutes away here on WRJN with CZR.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Whoa! Can't you see?